This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Susanna Streeter. It's time now to check in with the financial markets. And a little earlier, I spoke to Peter Jankauskas from Oakbrook Investments. He told me how the day had unfolded on Wall Street.
Well, it started out as a pretty good day. Early in the morning, the U.S. market was up about 0.5%. And then as the day progressed, steadily began to trade off. There definitely seemed to be kind of a flight to quality, if you will. And by the end of the day, the S&P 500 index was down about 0.8%.
There was a lot of speculation around about what the Chinese authorities might do to stimulate the economy. It did lower requirements for the amount that banks have got to hold in reserve. What impact did that have on the market?
Well, it certainly did provide a lift to the Chinese market overnight, and I think probably contributed to the U.S. market's early rally during the day. But unfortunately, the U.S. wasn't able to hold on to those gains.
When you say there's been a kind of a flight to safety, to more secure investments, where are people putting their money?
Well, the only sector that was positive today in the U.S. was the utilities sector, which obviously is a very much a safe haven. And then that was followed, of course, by consumer staples, another area of the market that typically does well during periods of uncertainty. And then telecommunications also did well. They're kind of near the utilities in the sense that they do offer a good deal of stability and pretty good yield.
Peter Jankauskas there from Oakbrook Investments. Let me give you some of the latest numbers now. And on Wall Street, the Dow was down 0.7% at 16,516. At the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was little moved at 60.97. And April New York light crude oil was up $1.12 at $33.9 a barrel.